I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. We've reported U.S. cotton is having a banner year with production up about 25% and cost up about 90 cents per pound. But there's a hiccup in this year's cotton crop. Supply chain issues are keeping some cotton exports from shipments to overseas markets, leaving producers holding the bag. U.S. cotton values are running ahead of last year, but actual volumes of cotton shipments are down. Consider a state like Georgia, whose largest crop export is raw cotton, valued at $590 million in 2020, and things add up.
We've kind of been watching that happen, you know, month after month. That's one of the main commodities that's being hit by this bottleneck situation with shipping containers at ports.
Bart Kinner, USDA economist, speaking with the agency's news service, he says cotton is being affected more than other commodities because growers export a lot of raw cotton to Asia. Raw cotton, as opposed to cotton thread or material, takes up a lot more space on a container. Cotton production in Georgia is forecast at 2.3 million bales, up 6% from last year. In Alabama, production is forecast up 3% to 755,000 bales. Florida production expected at 130,000 bales, 26% above last year. So while U.S. cotton export values for 2021 were up 10%, the actual export volumes are down 4%. This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report on the Ag Information Network. I'm Maura Bennett. Thanks for listening. For more ag news, visit aginfo.net.